Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
State House Speaker Tom Tillis likes to claim that the General Assembly's June 18th adjournment date is the earliest end of a legislative session in 30 years. But the General Assembly really didn't adjourn. It simply took a break. In fact, lawmakers are back in Raleigh now for redistricting, veto overrides, and to debate election law. Lawmakers will return early this fall to debate constitutional amendments, and there are monthly meetings of budget committees planned for the rest of the year. Serving in the General Assembly is now basically a full-time job, but rank-and-file members of the House and Senate earn less than $14,000 a year plus expenses. That means the vast majority of the people in North Carolina simply can't afford to serve. That was true before this year, and the Republicans' new style and schedules make it even clearer. We need a serious and honest debate about making the General Assembly full-time. The first step would be for Tillis and other Republican leaders to stop bragging about reducing the length of legislative sessions. They are actually doing the opposite. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.